This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum salam.
We have a question on that we received in the box, the suggestion box. It says, Salam, Sheikh, please have a pause after Ameen so we who pray behind you have a chance to recite Al-Fatiha so we can pay attention to the surah that you recite. So basically, it's asking about the pause. Whether there should be a pause or not. What do you say?
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salam, salam. Jazakallah khair, thank you very much. I think that's not a question, it's a request.
Yes, it is a request.
And it should be a question, not a request. To ask about, are we allowed, why don't we do that? Mm-hmm. Because when the imam does something, does it for a reason. So, and that leads me to the issue of, is the imam supposed to pause while he recite? In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as all the scholars agreed, that he paused, not all the scholars, but the overwhelming majority of the scholars agreed, that he paused after the first takbirah, takbiratul ihram, Allahu Akbar, when he entered the salah, he paused a little bit, and Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu asked him, what do you say? Then he mentioned that he said the dua al-istiftah, the opening of the salah.
Right.
And only Imam Malik, rahimahullah, some Malikiya even don't consider that pause. But the overwhelming majority of the scholars said that this is the pause that everybody agreed upon. Then there is another pause that was reported in Hadith Samurah ibn Jundub. And this hadith, there is a debate over the authenticity of it. Mm-hmm. And those who consider it as a valid hadith, they debated over what's the second pause is. Okay. So the first one in that beginning of the salah, takbiratul ihram. The second one, they debate, is it after qira'atul fatiha and before the second surah, or it is at the end of the second surah and before ruku'?
Okay.
Before ruku'.
Yes.
The Ahnaf said it is before ruku', some of the Hanabila said, and some of the Shafi'iyya said, no, it is after the Qira'at al-Fatiha. And for the hadith that said three pauses is weak. And as Shaykh al-Islam bin Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, he said, if the Prophet ﷺ used to pause between al-Fatiha and the second surah, it would have been reported to us. Mm-hmm. And it will be reported by a good number of people because this is something very clear, very distinguished in the salah. Mm-hmm. And none of the companions have ever reported that. That the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have had a long pause. There's no authentic narrations of that. And if this is tadada' al-himam ila naqli, people will care to document something like that. Mm-hmm. But we do know that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as Ibn al-Qayyim said, it might be just a very short pause for him to catch his breath, but yeah, not long enough to read the whole entire Surah Al-Fatiha.
Right.
So for you, that's why I don't pause, because it's not from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to do that. So when should you read Surah Al-Fatiha? You should read Surah Al-Fatiha while I'm reading Surah Al-Fatiha. Because there is a hadith in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One time he was praying, and a man was praying with him, and he was reciting with the Prophet ﷺ while he's reciting. فَقَالَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَقْرَؤُونَ مَعَ قِرَاءَتِي. Are you reading with me while I'm reading? They said yes. He said, لَا تَفْعَلُوا إِلَّا بِأُمِّ الْكِتَابِ. Don't read with me except Al-Fatiha. So that person was in Nabi Sallallahu reading Al-Fatiha, reading with him. He reading Wadduha, he was reading Wadduha with him. He said, don't do anything except Al-Fatiha.
Right.
So that means that he approved them reading Al-Fatiha while he's reading. And that will actually give you a concentration. So when the Imam say, right, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, in your mind, you're all saying, or in your, you're talking to yourself, mm-hmm, Alhamdulillah. Without me loud, I'm just saying it for the microphone,
right, yes,
to be able to come. So, and you say Ameen with the Imam. That's why you say Ameen with the Imam in the end.
Right.
And if you don't read it with the imam, you can read it right after he finished quickly. And even if it is, but if you're going to read it after the imam, don't take your time. Alhamdulillah. And the imam, mashallah, almost reached ruku' and you still, يعني, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. No, you just read it. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malikam. In just 2 seconds, you're done. But I think it's more closer to the sunnah to read while the imam is reading because of the hadith that I mentioned earlier.
Yes.
So that's why I don't pause between the two. If some imams know, believe in the authenticity of the hadith of the three pauses, or he understands the two pauses in the hadith is related to between the Fatiha and in the first takbirat al-ihram. But I don't believe in that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And alhamdulillah, the issue is easy. So that explained to you why, for example, me or somebody else doing that.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh. Barakallah feek.